Welcome to Our Wonderful World Media and Entertainment's Celebrity Spotlight, courtesy of Seaview Radio, broadcasting on 960 AM, 95.9 FM, and 106.9 FM from Stewart to Boynton Beach on Florida's East Coast. I'm Glenn Swift.
And I'm Sharon Curcioli.
And our guest today is one of the most gifted singers to grace the American stage. She began her exciting career with Charlie Spivak at the age of 15, later performing with Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Harry James, Sammy Kaye, Frank Sinatra, and countless other legendary performers. In fact, she has the distinction of being the only girl singer to have sung with all the superstar band leaders. Lynn Roberts, welcome to Celebrity Spotlight.
Well, good morning. Did I do all that?
Yeah, you did. At least that's what the bio
wow.
says. Should we have fact check?
Gee whiz, if I had known that I was going to have so much fun, I would have paid more attention.
Lynn, you began performing at a very young age, and obviously you must have known early in life what you wanted to do, be a performer.
Yeah.
How was it that you decided to become a singer?
Well, you know, it's funny. You said I started with Charlie Spivak at 15, which is absolutely true. But I really professionally started when I was at the age of 8. I was in vaudeville.
Wow.
And
wow.
Played with all the theaters. We had so many wonderful theaters. The State Theater in Hartford, Connecticut, and the Adams Theater in Newark, and the Steel Pier in Atlantic City, and actually the Steel Pier in Atlantic City. When I was 8 years old, I played there with Abbott and Costello. Now, some
wow.
of your listeners might remember Abbott and Costello.
Absolutely.
I just started to sing, at a very early age. I don't even remember, probably around the age of 2. And I had a dad who absolutely loved, adored music, played piano, self-taught. We always had a piano in the house. He was an accountant, but he was a frustrated show business person and music person. So that I just never knew anything else but singing, and it's love of my life, you know?
Now, did your family encourage you?
My dad did, but my mom was just really the opposite. I mean, she was, proud of the fact that I could carry a tune and sing, but my dad, I had a stage father. You know, you've heard of stage mothers. Well, I had a stage father, and he would take me around and take me to radio stations in Long Island where we lived, and there used to be a lot of little children's programs on, little kiddie shows, Aunt Martha's Kitty Hour on WWRL in Long Island City, and that show was on every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 o'clock, and little kids used to come and sing and tap dance on the radio, and so it was just he loved it, and he didn't push me, but I was happy for the push. I always said that my dad gave me wings and my mother kept me grounded.
Oh, that's great. Lynn, what was your first big break in the business?
Well, as I said, there were so many wonderful experiences I've had, but I think once I started, singing with the big bands, I think probably when I joined the Tommy Dorsey Band, I think that was probably a great big step and one of the highlights of my career, because I learned so much from him. He was such an incredible musician and a great teacher, and
yeah.
A singer would, I've heard Frank Sinatra say that he learned his phrasing from Tommy, and absolutely true, because mm-hmm. I think I did too. And I think that was probably the first really milestone, in my career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just amazed at how you've been able to continue to perform for so many years at such a high level. Are you big into physical fitness, a strict dieter, or?
Listen, when you pass at 50, you naturally become a strict dieter.
Well, you're only 29, but...
Yeah, really. Every woman in the world has one dream, to lose 10 pounds.
That's for sure.
Right?
I agree.
I take care of myself. I try to eat well. Mm-hmm. I smoke. I did up until about 1980. Then I stopped, and because it, you know, I realized that it wasn't a good thing. I exercise on a regular basis, pretty much, mostly walking, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of try to be careful. I've had some health issues in the past. I'm a cancer survivor of 14 years. So that's pretty good, you know. So, I don't have anything specific, but I just generally I try to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm. You know, you've witnessed...
Everything in moderation.
Right. You've witnessed so many changes in music over the years. How have you been able to adapt artistically to such a constantly changing environment?
Well, that's a great question. I've held fast to my style of music, mm-hmm. which is the Great American Songbook,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I appreciate all kinds of music because I don't know. I think it was Duke Ellington that said once, "There's only two kinds of music: good and bad." So it depends on what you like. I mean, I love some country. I really do. I'm not too fond of rap or that kind of stuff, but you know. I remember a little story when I was with Tommy. We had a summer replacement for the Jackie Gleason show every Saturday night, and it was called Stage Show. And on that show, making his first appearance on television, which a lot of people said it was the Ed Sullivan show that he appeared on first, but he actually appeared on our show first, Elvis Presley.
Oh,
and
wow.
when he came on our show as guest, Tommy said afterwards to us, to the band, he said, "This guy is going to change the music business," and he did. He truly did.
Wow.
And Tommy was a fine businessman too, aside from being a great musician, which was a very unusual combination, you know, for. A band leader, a musician, to be also a good businessman, but he was, and he saw the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah.
So I haven't changed my style really. I mean, I'm at this point in my life, I'm trying to. We all are trying to sing the music of the Great American Songbook, and just, you know, do it well, and as long as I can, you know.
Yeah.
And there are younger people that are coming into the business, you know, wonderful musicians, young guys.
Yeah. Lynn, how are the audiences different than, say, in the 1950s?
Well, I don't know if they are. I don't know if they are different. I think that, you know, we have, I have a certain audience that will come to see me, and I just worked in a place last night, a beautiful club here in New York, and called Feinstein. And we were sold out on a Monday night, and the audience was attentive and into everything. And I don't think they're different at all. I think you know, they're
the same.
They're just they're the same. Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a favorite moment with one of the great legends that you'd like to share?
Well, I think that probably comes to mind Frank Sinatra when, in 1956, Tommy and Jim and his brother Jimmy Dorsey had their band together again. That's how I came to work for both Tommy and Jimmy. And we were appearing at the Paramount Theater here in New York with Frank Sinatra. And that was a moment for me because when I was a little girl growing up, my dad used to take me into New York every weekend, you know, and we'd see a show at one of the theaters. We had wonderful theaters. We had the Strand Theater. We had the Capitol. We had Roxy. We had Radio City Music Hall. And of course, the Paramount. So when we opened in August 1956 with Sinatra, it was a total thrill for me because my dad and my mom were in the audience, and that was just a moment, a real moment.
Oh, I bet.
You know, you're performing, Lynn, with Maestro Bob Lapin and the Palm Beach Pops in the first 2 weeks of November in the Pops American Songbook Spectacular. This sounds like this sounds like a great show, and we can't wait to see it. Yeah, is this your first time with the Pops?
Oh gosh, no. Mm-hmm. I've been working with Bob. Is this their 20th anniversary?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, probably I've been coming down there from the beginning, from the very beginning. I've known Maestro Levin, and we've become good friends, and he's absolutely an incredible lifeline for the people down there a lifeline to this kind of music, you know, to this great American songbook music, and his heart and soul is in it, and you know, we need more people like him. We're just trying to keep it going, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you?
I love coming down there. I absolutely love it. I love it. You know, we do nothing but laugh from the time I from the time I get there. He used to go to the State Theater and see the shows, and he swears, sitting in the front row, watching me, you know, perform, because I hate to tell you this, but we're the same age. he's a great guy, and I just love coming down there.
Can you tease us with some of the selections that you'll be singing?
Gosh, you know, our program hasn't even really set, I'll tell you, one that I hope I'm going to do is a song that was voted by whoever votes on these things as the song of the century, and that's Over the Rainbow.
I absolutely love
singing it. There's an arrangement that Bob had written for me years ago by a wonderful musician by the name of Mike Renzi, and it's a great. I hope we're going to do it, and we probably will. But there's a great library there to choose from. So
well, that's Sharon's. That's Sharon's favorite. So that will be.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it really? Isn't it? It just transcends time, and it's just an incredible thing. I think of Judy Garland. Nobody will ever sing it like she did. But The Wizard of Oz, and oh gosh, you know.
So Lynn, I hope the two of you select it too, because that's my favorite.
Okay, all right, for sure. You will be at one of our concerts.
We're going to be right up there in the front row.
Okay. You better be.
Lynn, it's truly been a privilege to have had the opportunity to speak with you today, and we want to thank you very, very much.
Well, I want to thank you for what you're doing and for contributing to keep this wonderful music alive.
Well, thank you so much.
There's a place. There's a place for it. Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure.
Well, if you want to hear Bob Lapin and the Palm Beach Pops performing the American Songbook Spectacular featuring world-famous big band songstress Lynn Roberts, you can get your tickets now by going to palmbeachpops.org. That's palmbeachpops.org. I'm Glenn Swift.
And I'm Sharon Curcioli.
And we want to thank you for listening to Celebrity Spotlight on CVU Radio, brought to you by Our Wonderful World Media and Entertainment, publisher of Florida's leading green digital magazine, Our Wonderful World. Please visit us at owwmedia.com. That's owwmedia.com for the very latest in how to live a healthier, happier, greener lifestyle.